Okay, so right off the bat, we're going to give a spoiler warning. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Yes.
Just go. There wasn't even that many people. There was a good amount of people in the theater.
But it wasn't packed.
It wasn't packed.
No.
So go see it. Just understand that the general consensus is that we liked it. Go see it.
End of review.
Yep.
See you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're just kidding. Okay, here we go. Star Wars.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, what's up?
Star Wars.
We have a guest with
us. We do have a guest. Who's our guest, Kyle?
It's Mr. Art DeFuente.
Hey, guys. I think you're my guest, because we're at Cassette Land.
We are at Cassette Land,
but you're on our podcast.
Yeah, I'm on the podcast.
So we're equal guests.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just watched The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking awesome.
It was very, very good.
Very good. Where do we start?
I don't even know.
I was right on prediction. There was a text crawl.
A stunning visual.
There was a text crawl.
There was a text scroll, so you were correct about that.
Yes.
Yeah, if you listen to our predictions podcast that
we did. We like to think we were pretty good.
We were pretty solid on most of it.
Not all of it, obviously.
Yeah, well, we kept saying Tatooine when it was actually called Jakku.
And we knew that.
Yeah, I knew it was Jakku. Well, the thing is, though, I didn't know if it was all going to be on this new planet or if there was going to be the call.
They were all new planets.
Yeah, yeah, there was none.
I thought we'd see Dagobah.
Yeah, that's
where Luke would be. Spoiler, Luke's in the movie.
We already said spoiler warning.
Yeah, we did. I just like saying spoiler, in case people don't listen to you.
Spoiler.
Fuck, where do we start on this?
In a galaxy
far, far away.
Far, far away.
This movie was very well acted across the board, which is a huge plus from the prequels, which I thought had good actors that were poorly directed. And Jake Lloyd.
I'm tired of these clones on this motherfucking planet.
God, I'm so glad Samuel Jackson is no longer in this
movie. Absolutely love our new main character, Rey. Oh, she was amazing.
Rey, babe. What's the actress's name?
Gay babe? Her name is Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, I looked up. She has not really been in anything, which is good because...
I think Star Wars is a movie you need to create stars.
Yeah.
Bring in unknowns. She was amazing. I absolutely loved her. I'm excited to see more from her.
So, Rey, the main character, we see her at the beginning.
And we see her at the end.
Yeah.
And in the middle.
All over that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll just give the plot synopsis.
Okay.
Before we start kind of going in depth. The plot itself is very similar to the first movie.
The real first movie.
Yeah,
New Hope.
New Hope. Which is okay, and it's what we pretty much thought, because when you're going into, you know, this fucking wormhole that is the Star Wars universe, and making a new Star Wars movie, there's a lot of possibilities to fuck it up.
Well, they've done it before.
Yeah. So... this movie stays close to home while still being its own original new movie. So with the opening text scroll, it gives you the... Luke Skywalker has completely vanished. Nobody knows where he is. It's not really said why exactly in the text scroll.
No, but it said why in the movie.
Yeah, it said why in the movie, but in the main thing, all you know is that Luke is gone. There is a new empire that is coming back called the New Order.
The First Order.
Or the First Order, yes. And they are just going to kind of fuck the galaxy over, like the Empire always does.
They're taking it back.
Taking it back. Pretty simple.
Yep.
So, no curveballs there.
There wasn't really curveballs in the movie.
No. Like I said, I figured that J.J. Abrams was going to keep this very close to how the originals were.
Good job, J.J.
Great job, yeah.
The movie starts out with this village, and one of the main characters, which is the gorgeous Oscar Isaac. Which we cannot talk about how...
he's amazing.
I love his two front teeth.
I would lick his two front teeth.
I would.
They kind of go in.
We've seen a lot of movies with him this year, and
we've gone out of our way to watch movies that have him in it,
yeah.
Because he's so great.
Yeah, everyone we watched, he's great in it. I wish he would have been in this more, actually.
Yeah, he plays a character named Poe Dameron. I believe mm-hmm. is how you pronounce the last name.
Something like that.
Yeah. So he goes into this village, and he's given this bag that has...
of weed. A bag of weed.
Not marijuana.
It's space-a-wana.
The best herb in the galaxy.
The bag contains this little crystal-like thing.
It's like a space USB drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this space USB drive has the location of where Luke Skywalker is at.
It's got the Skywalker map. They called it a map, I believe.
Yes.
So he gets the map from this old guy. It's not really explained.
We don't know who the old dude was.
I guess.
He's this old dude.
I don't know. Like, did you think that he was kind of a Jedi?
I
thought he was, yeah.
Yeah.
I would concur that he's a Jedi.
That's kind of what I was getting from it, that he was like some kind of Jedi. So Poe is there with BB-8, a.k.a. the new R2-D2.
Who's
adorable.
Adorable. I loved him.
See, that was the thing. I wasn't sure if I was going to like BB-8. I thought he was cool, like, when I first saw the design of him and everything.
He had more emotion than Jake Lloyd ever did. Or Hayden Christensen.
Isn't that sad?
This droid showed so much emotion.
He's as cool as R2-D2, but not as annoying as CP3PO.
Or C-3PO, even.
C-3PO. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah. You did.
That's okay. Oh, man. People are going to hate me.
That's all right. You're not up on your Star Trek lore. It's fine.
Where was Spock in this movie?
Not enough Jar Jar.
Oh, God. I was hoping that there was going to be a Jar Jar skull. There was no Jar Jar skull. At least I didn't see it.
I didn't. There might be. There's.
There was one stormtrooper that had a ridiculously big helmet. I'm pretty sure.
Did he also have the red?
Yeah, with the red thing?
Those are Imperial troopers, I think.
Shock troopers.
Shock troopers.
Well, wait, what was the color? Was it red or was it
white? They had a red.
Can't remember.
I don't. Off the top of my head. I don't remember.
I want to say shock troopers.
There's a lot of new characters in lore we need to. Lincoln needs to nerd the fuck out on.
So, on the planet, he gets this map, and we finally see, which we've seen, you know, in pictures and the toys and everything like that, but it's the first time in the movie where you see the new stormtroopers. I love the new stormtrooper design, by the way. I think it looks fucking awesome. It
looks pretty cool, and you know what? They can fucking aim.
Yeah, exactly.
They no were longer slaughtering people.
Yeah.
Lincoln, would you tell me more about how the design is different?
The design is different because
they're smiling now.
Well, the black outline on like the eyes and stuff, it kind of forms like a weird smiley design. I don't know. The overall aesthetic is really cool of it. It looks a lot more modern, a lot more, I don't know. But there's not too much of a difference from the older.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's enough to distinguish them from the fucking clones.
Yeah. And I think it's a really nice, I don't know. I really, really like how the new stormtroopers look.
I like how everything looks. Except for Kylo Ren's lightsaber. I gotta agree with Art. I didn't really dig that.
We will get to that later. So, the village that Poe is at, where he gets the map, starts getting attacked by
the First Order.
So, the First Order...
It's Hollywood Hogan and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash come in.
They got fucking flamethrowers. There is a very big Nazi under theme going on with these stormtroopers.
There always has been with the Empire, really.
It was a little more Nazi.
This just the imagery was flat out like, hey, in case you didn't realize it in the other movies, that's what these people are.
Yeah, they go, they get all of the people. They're trying to find, you know, the map. Poe tries to escape, but his X-wing part. So
why does everyone want to find Luke Skywalker?
So yeah, the First Order is trying to find Luke because Kylo Ren, which is the main antagonist of the movie, is trying to kill all the Jedi. And eradicate all of them. And Luke, as far as they're aware,
is the last Jedi.
So they go there, and they fucking slaughter everybody in the village.
Everybody. Straight up massacre.
So this is good because we find the character of Finn, which is not named Finn. It's like
FN2781 or something like that.
Yeah, something. He is a stormtrooper that watches one of his fellow stormtroopers die. He puts his hand up and the blood goes on his helmet.
He's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
He immediately realizes this is fucking insane. Yeah, he's like, fuck this. This is insane.
He goes AWOL.
This also, you see Captain Phasma, which this is one of my gripes about the movie that I'm going to talk about right now.
They didn't do anything with her?
They didn't do anything with Captain Phasma. And she was so fucking cool looking. I thought she was going to be a main character.
Lincoln, we still thought this is the first of three movies.
Was that the Silver Lady?
Yeah.
She
still could.
That's what I'm hoping for because
she still could.
There's no reason why that you
or they could
have
Boba Fett her and do fucking nothing
with
her.
Yeah, they could just do nothing in there.
And everyone will love her and want her own movie.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It was bizarre, but you know they're there and they round up everybody. Kylo Ren takes Poe because he needs to find, you know, where the map is. Then they leave the planet and then we are introduced to Rey.
Rey.
Now, Rey is on Jakku, and she is a a scavenger for minor, you know.
Yeah. Scavenger scum.
And she's taking parts from all of these down.
It seems like her entire village is scavengers. That's how they eat.
Yeah, because there's the main this main alien that gives them rations based on how much junk they get. Why are there so many aliens in this movie that you kept just being like, this is you?
I don't know, because they all fucking look like you.
I guess they do kind of look like me.
You gotta call a spade a spade, you know?
Yeah. You're pretty much an alien.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I mean, I kind of would, if I was that alien, then I would, like, run a village of scavengers. Like, I would be, like...
Yeah.
I'd be kind of a piece of shit, though.
You are kind of a piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could look at it this way. You're providing nutrition and employment to people that would have nothing else to do.
That's right.
And yeah. It's recycling, which is good for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had the Millennium fucking Falcon.
See? That guy isn't that bad.
He offered her a shitload of food for the droid.
Yeah, what was it? It was like 36 rations.
60.
60, that's what it was. Yeah,
60
yeah.
rations. She goes, no.
She yeah. thought about it.
But it was her only friend.
So, Rey, yeah, she's scavenging from all these, like, down. There's all these X-Wings and Imperial Star Destroyers.
Some big-ass battle.
Which,
it's from the Battle of Endor. That's aftermath from it, from my understanding. At least that's what I got from it. Does that sound right?
But they weren't on Endor.
Yeah, but they would fly through the galaxy and stuff.
There was a fucking AT-AT.
That could have been on the Star Destroyer.
It's probably from the Battle of Jakku.
You knew from the Battle of
Jakku. Battle of Jakku. It's in the game. It's in Battlefront. They just
oh,
put it
God
in.
I knew you were going to say it. As soon as you say the Battle of Jakku.
That's I'm not saying the game is canon, but they do have the DLC was the Battle of Jakku.
Right.
Obviously, there was a battle on that planet.
Okay. See, what my theory when I saw all that stuff was I thought that it was just leftover stuff from Endor.
I did too, until they show her leaning against an AT-AT. Or an AT-AT, if you will.
Well, it could be fleshed out later. Or in like
it might be. It might be in part 2.
Comics. It could be in comics or anything like that. Yeah. They're starting their own expanded universe.
Episode 8 will be the Jakku Wars.
Oh my God. Please mail.
The Lincoln is terribly wrong wars.
Nah, it's Star Wars. If they do it like they used to, there's no reason to explain everything. Shit happened. A long time has passed. A long time between 6 and 7, obviously. So.
Well, really, it follows the chronological age from Return of the Jedi, because Han Solo and
yeah,
Princess
that's,
Leia.
That's why it's called Episode 7, because it comes after Episode 6.
But yeah, you're trying to say like it's a long time. You could deduce exactly how long it was.
Yeah, by their age, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about 30 years.
Really? You think it
well, when did the movie come out? They've aged about 30 years.
It'd be exactly from when the last movie
what was that, like 84?
Yeah.
85?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
God damn, it's been, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we saw Carrie Fisher. I wonder how much coke they gave her for this movie.
That was part of her contract.
Yeah.
Was she on cocaine in the previous films?
She was on
cocaine. Yeah, did you not know?
She had a
in
bag.
In Return of the Jedi, you can see her coke nail.
That's a myth. That's
that is
been
not
debunked.
A myth. That's 100% true.
No, she had a very bad cocaine habit for many years.
Yeah.
Coke nail.
She very had bad. A coke nail. Whatever. Anyways, so Rey finds BB-8.
Baby 8.
BB-8 was like trapped in this little net on this really cool like walking. I don't even know what that was. I loved all the new like aliens. And
there is CGI in this movie, but not a lot.
There's a lot, but it's not noticeable.
But there's a lot of practical. Yeah. There's some matte paintings.
Tell me about that practical Kyle.
I mean, it makes it more believable. It invests you into the world more when you realize that someone is actually interacting with something that's really fucking in front of them.
Especially BB-8.
BB-8.
That fucking blows my mind.
Which,
how great.
Really, if they would have never brought it out on stage, no one would believe that that wasn't CGI.
Oh, no.
No, there is CG in this, but you can tell with some of the costumes, like when they go into the bar and some of the that's real. That's a real effect. And I don't know. To me, it added a hell of a lot. I loved it. I was so happy to see it. Bring back puppets, dude.
Hey,
hashtag.
They did bring back some puppets.
Hashtag though. Bring back puppets.
Call for puppets 2016.
Well, I mean, if you've seen the prequels, look at Yoda versus the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's more believable as a fake puppet.
Oh, when he lays down in his little hut and dies, I just want to cuddle him.
But when he's
I don't want to cuddle him when he's fucking flying up all over the place.
But my problem is when he was computer generated. What I saw is a computer-generated Yoda.
Yeah.
I saw, like, it didn't flow to me. I don't know.
Even as hard as they tried to get, like, the ear wiggle and everything like that, just...
Yeah. This movie, though, did a really good job of mixing it.
Yeah.
Really well. They used practical effects when they could.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of it was, as far as I could tell. If not, they really, Lucasfilms has turned it up in their CG. So kudos to you, J.J. Abrams.
So she gets BB-8, and she is able to kind of understand how BB-8 talks.
She can speak droid.
She can speak droid. And she's like, you need to go that way, because that's where the town is. And BB-8's like, fuck you.
He's like, but I love your sweet ass.
I love your booty.
And, it was a nice booty.
Do you guys speak droid? Is that how you knew that that's what he said?
Yeah, I speak droid.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you speak droid?
I don't.
You don't speak droid. All right. I did a little hand wave. Nobody saw it. This isn't a video podcast. Sometimes I forget that.
He just used the force on me, and I just peed my pants.
Yeah. And then...
so it's true.
I pulled a Lincoln over here.
She gives BB-8
a blowjob.
He's writing that down. He's going to edit that out. He's going to edit out the pee pants thing.
No, he won't. He's editing out this of us talking about him editing it out.
So what about BB-8?
So she gives BB-8 shelter from the storm. Like that? Like that Bob Dylan reference? Did you get that?
I don't really know why that fits Star Wars. We got it. It just wasn't clever. There wasn't a fucking storm.
So on the Star Destroyer...
So we're pretty dry throughout the whole thing.
It was there's desert.
Yeah. And she gets so fucking wet.
Such a shitty reference.
She gets so wet when she sees the green world. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. Okay, go ahead. That was a tangent. Anyway, she keeps him. The way I interpret it is her family abandoned her. They left her. She had no friends.
Yeah.
This is BB-8 was something that showed some interest in her as a person.
Yeah, it's interesting because she lives inside of an AT-AT, and you see her like marking on the wall. Like
a prisoner would do in jail. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like tons of them, and showing how long that she's been.
And you could also imply that maybe she knew this droid was important.
True.
Because she does have a very strong force, she just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
So she may have had a feeling this droid is important, I need to keep him.
Yeah, Rey is force sensitive, which, I originally thought that it was going to be Finn and Rey that were going to be force sensitive. I knew one of them was going to be.
Finn ain't got the force, yo.
Nope, Finn ain't
He's not bad at wielding a lightsaber, though.
We'll get into that gripe later.
Yeah, I had a problem with that, so.
So, it cuts to the First Order Star Destroyer, and Captain Phasma confronts Finn, a.k.a. FN-2187. I just looked it up.
Hey, I was right. Yeah, close. And he was taking a break from NXT for a while. So he went to Jakku. NXT TakeOver Jakku. Mark it on your calendar. That's a Finn Balor joke. All right.
And so she confronts him, and that was a really interesting scene because kind of giving you, it's letting you know that they also see that. Because you know, when he was there and he didn't fire and everything, you can see that Kylo Ren knew, but he didn't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Phasma.
He was still kind of torn on what he should do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a good character arc for Kylo Ren, who has a kick-ass name, by the way.
Kylo Ren's great.
That's a great name.
Although, side thing, I am interested in why...
Did they name him after Obi-Wan?
Oh, because his name was Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's a coincidence or if they named him after...
Oh, no, it's definitely, it's after Ben. Kylo Ren is interesting, though, because... Okay, we can talk about this a little bit now.
Yeah.
About how that Kylo Ren really is not... He's not really a Sith Lord in this movie.
No.
He's very amateurish, newly... Sith people.
Really? The only time they mention Sith is when they talk about the evil throughout the years. They said we had the Sith and then we had the Empire. The only time they use the term Jedi is talking about Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I never call Ren a Jedi. They just say the Force has awakened in her.
And an interesting thing about that is that he does not have Darth in front of him, which I'm interested in what they're going
to He may, eventually.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, like, they do say in the movie too, he has not finished his training.
Yeah, and I guess what's weird is that normally when you...
Maybe Darth is like a degree. You know, he hasn't earned Darth yet.
Like the doctor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the doctor.
Dr. Darth.
If I am correct, it's been a while since I've brushed up my Star Wars lore knowledge. But normally when you take up the mantle of Darth, that is when you actually become a Sith.
He's not there yet.
But there's like, I don't remember of anybody that changed their name when they just turned to the dark side. So I don't.
Who knows? I mean, this is.
It's all brand new. That's the thing.
It's all brand new, which makes it great.
It was very exciting because I had no idea what was going on.
But while being brand new, I will go ahead and say that if you haven't seen the other Star Wars movies, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of the story out of this.
Yeah, you'd be lost.
You're going to enjoy it as an action film, but I think you're going to be confused.
Yeah, but all can you really, like, I guess this is the seventh movie.
Well, I guess my thing, though, is for it being a fresh start of the Star Wars universe, it is still for fans. Mm-hmm. It's not like the prequels, which could bring in new people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lincoln compared it to A New Hope earlier. Imagine the people that saw A New Hope when it first came out. Did they know what was going on? I think you could figure out from this film that Luke is some sort of god. They even call him a myth. So if you hadn't seen any of it, you can kind of piece together that this search for Luke is really important, almost like a Christ-like thing. They're waiting for the, you know, the Messiah to come back and save everything. But also, I think you're right, Kyle, that all the other characters, especially the Han Solo throwback, the Chewie people, if you didn't know who they were, you'd be lost and probably utterly confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is for fans. And I think that's the majority of people that went. Yeah. You're not going to go into episode 7 fresh. And you shouldn't go into episode 7 and expect to understand what's going on.
A lot of fucking fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rightfully so.
So, back to the plot.
Need a more Picard, though.
They're on the new one of the new Star Destroyers, and Poe is being tortured by Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting because the way that they handled the Force in this movie, I'm 100% okay with. There was some Force choking, there's some Force pushing, and then Kylo does this, like, Force, like, mind...
Like, mind-reading thing.
Mind-reading thing, which is really cool.
That's really where the majority of the Force is in this.
Yeah, and that's so good.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
Happy. And, yeah, it was just, it was really, really interesting. It was very sinister. Mm-hmm. That was the thing that I did like about it, too. Like, you could tell the Poe was in, like, a great deal of agony.
Yeah.
And it was literally, like,
getting... I think it was less sinister later when he takes the helmet off and does it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a sinister face. He has a pretty boy face.
Yeah. But it was still cool.
It was still cool. I just... less sinister.
That's probably why they gave him the helmet that he didn't need at all.
Didn't need the helmet at all.
We'll get to that. Back to that later. Yeah.
So, he finally gets out of Poe that it's in the droid. So, a stormtrooper comes up. Takes Poe and is like, I think, does he say that Captain Phasma wants him? Or was it Kylo Ren? Because it was a later...
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that's what it was. So at a later time, a stormtrooper comes in, takes Poe, and is like, Kylo Ren wants to see Poe. So they take him, then they go into this little door.
The synopsis is going to take 2 hours, but...
There's a lot to this movie, man.
Just saying.
And he takes off his helmet, and you see that it's Finn.
It's
and
Finn.
Finn's like, we need to get the fuck out of here. I need to get out. Poe's like, all right, let's do this, bro. So they hop in a TIE fighter.
You need to include that he pretends to be part of the Resistance. And it's very funny that the way he does it. Finn is a funny...
It shows how you can do comic relief without being fucking Jar Jar Binks. There's a lot of comedy in this movie.
There is a lot of comedy, which I was 100% okay with. I didn't have any problems with.
So they escape. Crash land on a Jakku.
Crash land on Jakku. And...
Finn meets Rey.
Finn thinks that Poe's dead.
Yeah. So he steals his fucking...
So he steals his jacket.
Steals his jacket. What a dickhole.
This is fun. And then he finally meets Rey. He's trying to get... He's walking through the desert, goes to the first town, tries to get water from this big thing that looks like...
And then he sees Rey and he's like, I want to be inside that.
Oh, he's instantly just like, you.
That's going to encase my penis.
He keeps holding her hand.
Yeah.
And she keeps shitting on him for it.
Yeah, so they're
on... They worked well together immediately.
Oh, it was great. Rey's a great character. Finn's a great character. I liked Finn way more than I initially thought I was going to like him.
I didn't think I'd like Finn. How I'd feel about him. I liked Rey a lot, though. Loved her. Can't say that enough.
The Star Destroyer, when they're on it, they see that they were going to Jakku, and they saw where that they were going to crash land. So they immediately send stormtroopers down there to try to find them. So Rey and Finn are running away from these stormtroopers that are trying to kill them. And eventually they happen upon the greatest starship in the galaxy.
The Millennium Falcon. At first he goes, what about that ship? She goes, that thing's a piece of garbage. And the one they're running to blows up. She goes, well, shit. I guess the garbage will work.
Yeah.
And then they pan over and it's the Millennium Falcon. It was a great reveal. Mm. It's one of those you would think, like, you should see it coming. I honestly didn't.
I thought the Millennium Falcon was going to be, like, later in the movie.
Yeah. I really didn't expect it to just be in a junkyard.
Yeah.
And it was.
So they hop in the Millennium Falcon. They get the fuck out of there. They do. There's a really, really cool chase scene with TIE Fighters and the Millennium Falcon, and they're, like, traveling through a Star Destroyer.
That was pretty cool.
That was very, very cool.
That was really cool.
And so they go into the galaxy. they're trying to get far away. And so Finn is basically lying to her, saying that he's from the Resistance.
Well, rightfully so. If he tells her he's from the First Order, then she's going to kill him.
Yeah. Because there's a fight where she's fighting people, and he sees that she's pretty capable.
She's pretty badass. With, like, a staff. Which I thought was... I'll go and jump. I thought it was weird when she... at the very end, and she has the staff still.
I liked it.
Do you think she's going to end up having a dual lightsaber?
Ooh,
They've shown she's capable of a staff. Is she going to go the Darth Maul route and have a dual lightsaber?
It would look pretty sick in blue.
It almost seems like, or maybe that's just like, well, yeah.
I don't know.
It's Watto's just writing the script.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting from all the stuff.
Because we have no idea where they're going.
Oh, God.
If anything's based off this, I think they're going to go in the formula of the original trilogy. I think the next movie's going to be the Downer movie. And then the third one's going to have Ewoks. So, no?
Maybe.
I mean, you could guest star again. A little wicket.
I've always just thought that the Ewoks were deadheads.
The Ewoks were to sell more merchandise.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They really were.
So, they get the Millennium Falcon. They peace out. Then they're in the galaxy, and all of the ship goes, like, all the electricity goes down, and they get pulled in a tractor beam.
I think it's the First Order.
Yeah. So, like.
And we thought it was. I thought it was the First Order.
That's what I thought, too, yeah. So they duck into this little crevasse.
It's like a maintenance hatch type thing. And where they're going to release poison gas.
Yeah, they're going to release poison gas to try to kill all the stormtroopers that are coming in. And then all of a sudden we see Han and Chewie.
Han is looking... He still looks great, but he looks old.
How old is Harrison?
He's pretty fucking old.
He's like 72. Okay.
And I don't know at what point in the movie he broke his leg, too. He might have been over it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Pretty sure it was his leg he broke.
No.
When they were filming it?
No, yeah. I thought he broke his back. I thought they were...
No, J.J. Abrams broke his back.
That's what it was. Yeah, he broke
trying
his
to
back.
Help Harrison Ford after he broke... I want to say it's his leg.
Yeah, it was his leg.
Yeah. So, who knows at what point in the movie. I know
Chewbacca hasn't aged at all, though.
No, he looked fucking good. He was well-groomed. He's good.
So, Chewie and Han are back on the ship. You know, they say
Chewie's pretty funny, too.
It's funny that they, like... They found ways to flesh out these old characters even more.
Well, the thing with... The Wookiee costume now, as opposed to then, is that dude probably couldn't nod.
True.
You know, he probably couldn't fucking move that well.
So, Han immediately knows where they are. He's just like,
He walks in, he looks around, he goes, Chewie, we're home.
Yeah.
Which you've seen in the trailers, and it was early in the movie, though.
Mm-hmm. I did not expect
it. It felt early in the movie.
It probably wasn't really that early. It just felt like it was.
This movie it was very quick-paced. It didn't seem like it was 2.5 hours or whatever it was. No. It's not a short movie, but it feels like a short movie, which is not a complaint.
Nope.
I mean, it keeps it going. It's not dragging it down with Hayden Christensen whining like a little bitch. you know, it's not the Samuel L. Jackson show. It's...
Hey, don't be dogging on Samuel L. Jackson.
I will dog on Samuel L. Jackson.
Mace Windu sucked.
The only people that defend Mace Windu
are the ones that bought a purple lightsaber.
Well, the people that buy a purple lightsaber.
And they still think Pulp Fiction's the greatest movie ever.
And that, yeah. Mace Windu sucks.
I said it earlier. My big problem with every character in the prequels was they were so deadpan and fucking dry and no emotion. Natalie Portman is a good actress. Jimmy Smits is a good actor. When you have them read monotone lines... It's shit and boring.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen, he just sucks. He just sucks.
Yeah.
They should have just, like they did with Tron, they should have just made a CGI young Luke and just put him in the fucking movie. They should have Tron the shit out of that. Wait, where were we? I was shitting on the prequels. I'm sorry.
So, Han and Chewie are on the Millennium Falcon. You know, they find Finn and Rey. Then... All of a sudden, more people are boarding, and it's these...
The fucking space pirates.
Space pirates that Han owes them money, like every good smuggler does.
That was a cheesy scene.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene was pretty cheesy?
Yeah, it was pretty cheesy.
It was pretty cheesy, but I liked it.
It was just kind of fan service showing that Han is still back to his smuggling ways, and, you know.
Well, he never changed.
So he went back to the thing he was good at.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so did Leia.
What, just, like, being a princess?
Leading a resistance.
Oh.
She's not a princess in this, she's a general. They, in passing, say, like, princesses.
She's not a princess anymore because Alderaan was blown up. So yep. She has no...
Alderaan got blown the fuck up. And the Senate kind of gets blown up in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So there's the, you know, the scene where there are these space pirates that want Han because he owes them money. Then there's these big... what are the aliens called?
I don't remember.
These huge, like, tentacle blobs that have...
And that one just, like, fucks the spaceship.
Yeah. I will say with the big monsters, it was cool that they were in there. I thought that was probably the weakest CGI in the movie, though.
Yeah, it was very noticeable.
It was very... I don't know. I just didn't... It was all right, but it stood out to me.
That's a scene that I thought was a weak part of the movie. I think if it was just the space pirates, it would have been fine. But with the big beast things, I don't think it was needed.
Well, it kind of played into, like, throughout the film, like, Rey's a scavenger, and she knows, like, what parts to take out.
She knows
what. Open doors and stuff. Mm. And I think that's part of it, because she accidentally, when she pulls a part to open a different
them
door,
out.
She accidentally...
And it sets up the when Han offers her a job.
Yeah.
I see she's capable. She fixes the Millennium Falcon for him. She's all around. She's like Han and Luke, just molded together.
You know, honestly, I thought that it was going to be revealed that she was also Han's daughter.
It still could be. Her parents did. Luke and Leia would be kind of douchebags because they fucking abandoned their child.
True. That's the whole thing that makes me not think that it is, because...
But it makes you wonder, are her parents actually someone? Yeah. Because it was a storyline that she didn't want to leave Jakku. She kept wanting to go back because she was waiting for them to return.
Yeah, and that weird flashback scene.
Well, which was reminiscent of Luke in the cave on Dagobah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... You J.J. Abrams, this is bullshit. We have to wait fucking like two more years or whatever.
Like that. Yeah.
God damn.
Really, they should record them all at once, and they should have one go out like 2 weeks before Christmas, and one of them come out on Christmas Day.
That doesn't give enough time for you to buy toys.
Yeah, merchandise, yeah.
Have you guys bought any toys yet?
Not yet.
No, I'm not.
I was waiting to see if I liked the movie.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't want to go out and buy, like, a Kylo Ren figure and then watch the movie and go, I fucking hate him. He's terrible. I might buy a little Rey pop figure.
The only thing that I was really close to buying was the Poe's Black X-Wing, because I saw it at Walmart and it was so tempting.
Mm, so, yeah, I might buy some stuff now. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But, you know, Star Wars, it made its budget
before the movie released.
Just in merchandising budget. Alone. So they're not dumb.
Yeah, they know.
I know I said it in the
good job, Disney.
In the predictions videos too. A lot of people were complaining that they're just putting Star Wars on everything. They're selling out. I'm like, they've done that with every fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought cases of Diet Pepsi to get the fucking cans.
this is true.
This is a true story because they released like certain characters for each Pepsi brand. You could only get them in the 24 packs, right?
You're a sucker, Kyle.
I did. I bought them so I could collect cans. All
right. So where are those cans now?
They ended up busting because I was like, I'm not going to open them.
Of course.
Yeah. But the Natalie Portman cans were only in Diet Pepsi.
Did you fuck a Natalie Portman can?
No. I don't think so. It was a long time ago.
That's not the correct answer.
I might have assisted me at times, but I never actually put anything in the can.
He just got it on his nightstand. He's cranking one out. Like,
looking over at it. Just in passing. So, they, you know...
Wait till the Rey cans come out. Oh, God. He's going to be spanking it so fucking hard to, like, a Diet Mountain Dew. He won't even know what to do with his life.
Sometimes I didn't think that Rey was that hot. I don't know. Like, when we're, like, looking up at her face, she's got, like, this weird British mouth. I don't know.
What is this? She has a weird British
I will say mouth? Something silly. That I... The way she... dressed, I wish they would have changed that because it's.
You wish she would have just been like naked with her twat hanging out the whole time.
No, because
like,
there's a big reveal that she has the Force powers.
Yeah.
But to me, the way she was dressed had a Jedi vibe to me.
Oh, just how it looked exactly like the Jedi. Yeah.
I saw her and went, "That's a Jedi."
I mean, maybe that's what they were going for.
I know, but I wish they would have maybe a slow reveal on her wardrobe.
A Jedi striptease.
No Jedi striptease. No.
Okay, where were we at in this plot?
Alright, so...
Luke was looking pretty fucking hot, though.
Oh my god.
So...
Spoiler, Luke's in this movie.
Yeah.
He does some pretty wicked ice skating at the very end.
He does, yeah.
So
it's weird, though, that he was with Harley Quinn. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
That's a Mark Hamill joke.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you know he was an ice skater?
This is a prequel to Guyver. It's another Mark Hamill. I didn't know he'd reprise his role as Cockknocker. I mean, it's total... I can't think of another... Wing Commander 3.
Those.
That's all I got. I'm out of Mark Hamill references.
The octopus things are called Rothar. Rothtars.
Rothtar.
Rothtar.
Or Wraithtar or something like that.
Whatever. So yeah, they escape from them. It tries to fuck the ship. They
Wraithtar on ice.
And it's a Rugrats that, joke. You know, Finn and Rey are...
Finn and Jake. Look, I keep throwing out pop culture references for all the children out there. My Nicktoons references are... That's not even a Nicktoon. Fuck them up. Fuck me. Keep going. Sorry. Go ahead.
Finn and Rey are being hunted down by the First Order. And the one... I forget what the groups were called or whatever. The one little Weasley guy.
Space Pirates.
The Weasley Space Pirate, you know, calls into the First Order and is just like, they're with fucking Han and they have the droid.
The First Order has... fucking snitches everywhere.
Yeah, all around.
Which they would.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just the only power in the galaxy now. Why wouldn't people side with them?
Yeah. So they go to this planet.
which they don't say.
They don't say.
They don't. Other than Jakku, they don't say any planet name.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to think of... no.
I think the planet where they went with the glasses lady had a name.
That's the planet I'm talking about, but I can't remember what the name is.
It's a very Earth-like planet.
It has a lot of green.
A lot of green and a lot of water.
I love the little glasses lady.
And Ray got so wet when she saw the water and the green.
Well, she lived on a desert planet.
Yeah.
You know, it's things she had never seen. Again, reminiscent of Luke, who had never been off Tatooine and opened his world.
It's great.
Opened his eyes to a whole new world.
So they go to...
Open my eyes!
I really set him up for a whole new world, and he sings a different song. Kudos.
A whole new world.
Belt it out, baby.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Okay.
A whole new world.
It's crystal clear.
And now Robin Williams is dead. That's how Aladdin goes.
Fuck.
Okay, so they get to the green planet, and we're introduced to a super fun character.
Maz.
I love her.
Maz is running a watering hole.
Basically a cantina.
Yeah.
For the Resistance. There's a sweet band and there's sweet puppet action during this scene. And I really think that Kyle was super excited about it.
I was. I was super excited when they walked in there.
I mean, there were so many practical effects in the scene with like
actual costumes. Because it felt like they were walking into the cantina.
Yeah, and there was a droid that had... a very visible like microphone mouthpiece that was great. Oh, I loved it.
I loved everything about it.
And it was more of a string band, no like weird space oboes, but it was still really, really cool. And basically it's a Resistance hangout. But there's an evil
dude.
First Empire spy. It was a chick.
Mm-hmm. There's two.
There's a big Lincoln alien.
There's a big Lincoln alien. And
his bitch called in that, hey, the...
She had a cool look to her.
Yeah, she was cool.
I'd be okay with being that.
And then in the basement, there, Rey runs into basically Vader Cave.
Yeah.
And has some cool flashbacks, memories, flash forwards. Mm-hmm. Much like in Lost, there was flash forwards and flashbacks.
And what does she find down there, Lincoln?
She finds Luke's original lightsaber.
And with a good touch, when Maz basically tells her, like... Dude, you got the Force in you. She's take the lightsaber. She's like, I don't want any part of this, and she runs away.
It's very apparent that Maz is Force sensitive. I wasn't sure if she was gonna be like some kind of Jedi, but it's she's Force sensitive, but not.
She says, "I'm not a Jedi, but I know the Force."
But I know the Force. Yeah.
She takes off her cool glasses, and then boom, kind of inspires Rey to take it to the next level. And then...
It's something with that scene that made me think that Rey knows that, but she's afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because she knows what it's going to, where it's going to lead her life. Mm-hmm.
And then the First Order comes in and destroys this really cool castle club that we were in. And we get into Finn using the lightsaber, Luke's lightsaber, which I think...
For the first time, he uses the lightsaber, which... is something I had a big problem with in the film.
I did as well.
Lightsabers should be safe for fucking Jedi. Well, why am I supposed to... why should I believe that this stormtrooper soldier can hold his own against a Jedi in a... which he does later.
It was one of the other characters. Like, he's like, I need a weapon. And was it... was it,
it was Han. He said, you have one.
Yeah. He's like, you have one. And he's like...
but the fact that he lit it up and immediately knew how to use it and could sword fight.
Yeah. So,
he uses it more than Rey does. He gets into two lightsaber battles in this.
Yeah, because there's that First Order trooper that has that cool...
and like, then he thing. Has... he fights Kylo Ren at the end. Mm-hmm. And he damages Kylo Ren. What? That's where it bothered me. Like, this dude that's untrained versus a fucking Sith.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of... he doesn't win the battle, but he's getting shots in the battle.
Yeah, it was... what I really hoped for that scene, I was hoping that he would get the lightsaber and, like, try to use it a couple times and just be like, fuck this, and pick up a blaster.
Yeah, that's but what he did.
Yeah, but no, they had him actually, like, lightsaber battle. Which, that was annoying because the lightsaber is supposed to be a weapon that is, like, normal people just can't wield because it's so different.
And he does just
because
fine.
All of the weight is, like... it's supposed to be a very, like, disproportion thing, and the thing like, with Jedi that use it is that you have to have control of the Force to properly use it as well.
Yeah.
And it's old.
So when he fights someone who is very much in the Force at the end and can hold his own, I didn't like that.
It was just kind of, I don't know, it didn't like...
I really wish the lightsaber would have been saved for the very end.
Very end, Rey would have got, like...
like, what I would love to have seen is he throws her against the tree, she loses the lightsaber, and he fights... Finn and beats him, and then does the... he thinks he's Force pulling it, and mm-hmm. instead it's her.
Yeah.
And then she fired it up. And that's when I really wanted to see the lightsaber come into play, is when she finally takes charge with her power and says, I'm gonna fucking wreck your life, well, guy from Girls.
You could say that at the end, Rey kind of feeds into her dark side and uses a lot of hate to kill that dude.
I don't think so. I disagree.
I think so.
I think it is with hate until he mentions something and she kind of meditates.
And she does that meditation. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I think that's where she realizes when he says, like, I can train you, she realizes what she's doing and takes a step back internally.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good touch. I liked it. Okay. Now, why he didn't just force push her off the cliff when she had her fucking eyes closed, I don't know.
That was probably a little JJ.
But on the same token, Luke really... came close to the dark side in his final battle with Vader. Mm-hmm. He used anger.
All right, back to the fucking plot.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I keep skipping to the end.
We'll talk about it later.
So a battle ensues, and like the resistance fighters, they come in.
Poe's alive.
Oh, my God.
Like, and I knew he was going
to die. I knew he would be alive, yeah.
So basically, I would say the resistance won that fight, but they kidnap...
Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Kylo Ren does.
And... who is pissed off about that is Finn.
And
Chewbacca. Kind of gets a little...
because he liked her. Han, though, because he's been there and seen that, he's just like, meh. He was more concerned about seeing Leia, because he hadn't seen Leia in a long time.
He knew that it would all work out in the end.
I think he knew. And not that he has Force, but he's been around long enough. Yeah. He knows. He's not dumb.
He knows that the hot chick isn't going to
die. Well, just like he knew when Finn kept saying he's of the Resistance, and Han hands him the gun, he's just... women always find out the truth.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say Han isn't Force sensitive, but he's been around.
Yeah.
He knows, especially when it comes to lies, that's what he does.
He's got a lot of street smarts when it comes to the Force.
He's been around it, yeah. I mean, he raised a kid with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. One thing that is revealed in this is that Kylo Ren is...
the child of Han, Leia and Han.
And then, I think it's around this time where... Kylo Ren has kind of the little monologue with himself in the Darth Vader mask.
Around there, yeah. He said, I will carry on your legacy. I will continue what you started.
Which I really like that scene because Kylo Ren's character is a newly turned Sith.
Very new.
Very new.
Hasn't even finished the training, we find out later, from the fucking giant Voldemort hologram.
And so he's
Snoopy,
having this, like,
whatever his name is, Snopes.
Snopes, I think.
Snoops. Snoop Dogg.
Snopes.com.
It's Voldemort.
Yeah, it's definitely the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
He has this monologue with the sunken Vader helmet, where he's kind of having this internal struggle of like...
he feels the light side coming out in him.
Yeah.
And he's basically communing with his grandfather. Yeah. Like grandfather.
Something that he struggles with in the movie is he's not fully bad.
Yeah.
But he wants to be.
He wants to be.
But he's not. And so, I thought that was a good character arc. I like that a lot.
Yeah, he keeps saying, show me the dark side.
Show me the dark side. Show me the way.
Yeah. Like he's, from that, it's like, he kind of parallels Finn's character, where it's like, you kind of think that maybe like Kylo Ren's understanding that like, this is not what I should have done, but he's just like in too deep.
And there's a good like minor twist to make you think too. Because when he's talking to the Supreme Lord, he said like, I feel an awakening. Do you feel it? And Kylo Ren's like, what? And then when he's talking to the Vader mask, he says like, he knows.
Yeah.
So he thinks that he realizes the light is still there in him, and he's worried that his hair will get mussed up. It's gorgeous locks on that fella.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's under his Cobra Commander helmet, but it does.
That's one thing I was like, was that specially designed to like scoop his hair in?
Yeah, because you don't see him like tuck it in.
Yeah, that's right. Just sucks it back.
Yeah. And, you know, his communion with Vader, it really shows in his helmet because he has the voice modulator. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need it.
Yeah, what I was going to say, because Joe was mentioning it about how you didn't understand why he had the helmet and stuff. I think it was just kind of to show how that he is trying to emulate Vader as, like, as hard as he can.
Yeah, and I hope they take that more to show that why has he chosen the dark side. Because it seems like it's something he battles with.
Yeah.
What caused him to go to the dark side?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Kylo's character, he was Luke's apprentice.
For a very short time.
Short period of time. Kills all of the other apprentices. And that's what causes Luke to go away.
Yeah, Luke felt responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So then we move into the final dramatic act of the film, where we're introduced to the newest death machine of the Empire, the New Order. What's it called? The
First Order.
First Order, yeah.
And it is an actual planet that they have built a
massive fucking laser that drains the sun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drains stars to kill planets.
Yeah. It's pretty badass.
It's pretty badass, yeah. And it's also when Rey starts coming into terms with the Force. Because she is being tortured or questioned by Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to read her mind, and instead of giving him the information, she reads his back.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really cool. And then I liked when she was trying to use the mind tricks on the Stormtrooper. And it failed the first time. I thought they were going to leave it at that.
And it worked, but she was calling the Star Trooper a droid. Did you guys notice that?
Did she?
Yes, she did. She said, droid, drop your weapon.
I think she might have.
Do have an issue with the scene. This is one of my kind of big nitpicks I have with this. Now, this is what I gathered from. I'm guessing because Luke is kind of a myth and there are stories about him, there would be stories about what Jedi could do. And there would be stories about the Jedi mind control.
Oh, how did she know she could do that?
How does she know that? Yeah. And how does she know how to do it?
Well, that could just be a nature of the Force.
I think it would come through the popular myth of what these guys knew how to do.
I mean, she...
Because we're talking like two generations from the last movie.
Well,
right?
And on that same token, too, when she finds out that it's Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon, they even make the callback. She's like, you made the
Kessel Run.
The Kessel Run in 14 parsecs. Yeah. He's like, it was 12.
Yeah.
So there is myth and lore to these people.
That's what I was going to say. That's why it's not like a super deal breaker to me. It was because I was originally like, what the fuck? But then I was like, well, think about like the myths and stuff that could have come from it.
And it could have been, too, that she tried it twice. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could have just been her, like, what can I do? Because she obviously knew that you can control minds because Kylo Ren was doing it to her. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a nice callback, too. Mm-hmm. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for type thing.
So, yeah, that... Is Finn a clone? A droid?
No, he's a soldier.
Yeah.
Just a soldier.
A soldier.
Yeah.
So that was more of a throwback when she called that Stormtrooper a droid.
If she called it a droid. I didn't hear that. I thought she said, didn't. And drop your weapon. And because he was walking out and he goes, I'm going to drop my weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she called him an android.
She may. I will watch this movie like 200 more times.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the theater, but Because unfortunately with the podcast, we have to move on after this to the next movie.
So she escapes and uses her scavenging skills to get out into the non...
They said they come to rescue her and realize she didn't need them. She did not need them at all to come rescue her.
Not at all, no.
Which leads to the next thing, really. It's her fault. So Han Solo comes face to face with his son, Ben.
On yet another bridge.
On a bridge over a giant chasm.
Yeah.
Which was a beautiful shot, by the
beautiful.
Way.
Beautiful.
Grainy.
I love that shot, and I loved it at the very end when they're standing on the cliff and they do the panorama. It's gorgeous. And I love shots like that because I think it's a filmmaker's way of saying, this is fucking real. We are really here.
Yeah.
These people are really standing here. Enjoy it. But they come face to face, and it's actually a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, come home. And Kylo Ren like shows emotion and hands him his lightsaber.
Yeah, Kylo's like, you know, it's like, I need to do something, but I don't know if I can.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I need your help. And Han Solo's like, of course. And he rams the lightsaber through Han Solo.
Yep.
Just turns it on right in his gut.
And then says, thank you. And pushes him off. Han Solo's fucking dead.
Yeah.
After he drops his helmet to the bridge in a very dramatic fashion.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I thought that was really like. In Kylo's mind, that was how that he was going to make
the... He wants to be on the dark side house to do it, but kill your family.
Yeah.
Who, to me, was obvious he had feelings for them.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to kill his dad, but felt he had to.
Yeah.
It showed a lot of emotion in that scene, and I thought I liked it.
It was a hard scene.
Because
I knew what was going to happen.
I did. We predicted Han Solo would die.
I just didn't know how it was going to happen, you know?
I knew when he's placing the bombs, and they show Kylo Ren walking through, and I went, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Damn it.
So then Chewie gets pissed off and...
shoots fucking Kylo Ren in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently, for gunshot wounds, if you just punch him repeatedly, it makes him better. I didn't really get that during the last battle.
We'll get
Kylo Ren
that.
Just keeps...
We'll get to that in a minute.
King Konging himself.
So then we are taken out of the bridge. The Resistance is shooting it all up during this whole entire scene.
They basically do another trench run.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is cool.
I exactly like that. The same. Yeah. And then the whole fucking thing blows up.
Yep.
And then we're taken to a scene in
the woods.
Snowy woods.
Which I thought was an awesome fucking set piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way this battle was done. It wasn't over the top. It was two people that have not honed their powers at all. It starts with Kylo and Finn.
Mm-hmm.
In a lightsaber duel. And that's when he kept punching his wound. But I had more problem with Finn got a shot in on his arm.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
He
even untrained, this dude has fucking Sith powers. Dark Jedi powers. He shouldn't be taken out by a fucking mindless soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, the issue with that is that even if Kylo Ren... is not fully a Sith Lord. He has at least had training to have his lightsaber, which, based on how the lightsaber is, you can make the assumption that it is a self-constructed lightsaber.
It looks self-constructed to me. It looked like he built that lightsaber.
It looks silly as fuck.
No, it doesn't. I like the
lightsaber. What I got with Kylo Ren's thing is he idolized his grandfather, and he wants to bring back what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew he had Force powers, but Sith were gone. He's like, fuck you. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing the Sith back. He wants to mentor Kylo Ren. Or, I'm sorry, that is who it is.
Yeah.
Rey. He wants to mentor Rey. Which is when she makes the turn and meditates. Because he said, I can train you in the ways of the Force. And she says, the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And just closes her eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's when she's letting the light side
take
over. She's really embracing what she's doing. And she kicks his fucking ass.
Yeah, but like, the thing with him is that even if you are a Sith apprentice, there's no reason... why that he should have almost been beat by a stormtrooper that has used the lightsaber once.
And he should have taken a shot from Chewbacca.
Yeah.
He's obviously learned the Force powers.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been trained on how to use a lightsaber yet?
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. Like, I get it for dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Like
but that. One prediction I had that I'm glad wasn't here is they weren't flipping around.
No flips.
This was a standing fucking sword fight. It was straight. I liked it. A lot.
Chopping down trees.
Yeah. Now, by the third movie, could they be flipping around?
Yes.
But I think it will work if they build to that.
Mm-hmm.
As they get stronger and on their craft, they can do more.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Whereas the prequels had it backwards, as you went from the flipping to the not flipping. Yeah. It doesn't... Jedi just got fucking lazy, is what I got out of it. It's like, you know what? We could do a backflip, or I could just stand here. I think we'd just stand here.
So then Kylo Ren just fucking chops down Finn.
I
thought he was just dead.
I thought Finn was dead. I thought they killed Finn.
I thought that was over.
But... Which, it sounds weird. I would have been okay with that. Yeah. I didn't dislike Finn, but...
I thought that... That if they did choose to go that route, I think that that would have been...
That would have been okay.
Yeah, but...
But they apparently didn't.
So, yeah, Finn gets chopped down. He does get a couple good hits in on Kylo Ren.
Which, yeah.
You know.
I wish he wouldn't have.
So then the lightsaber's in the ground. It starts shaking.
Kylo Ren's trying to do the force pull. I loved this fucking little scene.
And then Rey
comes out and it flies past him and Rey grabs it. Yep. I knew it was happening, but I'm glad it did still. Yeah. Like, it still worked for me. And she just has that defiant, and she does the slow, lifts it up, and turns it on. I'm like, this is when that lightsaber should have been turned on. Finn should not have been the first one to use that lightsaber. In a throwaway battle, when he first uses it. Mm-hmm. I wish when she turned it on, that was the first lightsaber battle of the movie.
Yeah.
I think it would have been great. A great way to end it. It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
The rest of the battle's good. You know, she is also, one thing that I kind of took from it, it didn't seem like she was... initially trying to kill him either, because she kept just like trying to like poke at like his arms and stuff, trying to disable him.
And then she gets to the point where she is,
then
when he says I can train you, she's like, oh fuck no,
yep,
nope, I'm not gonna be you.
And then there's a point where she like slashes his face. I thought she cut his head off.
No, he's got a big scar across his face now.
I was about to be really pissed because I thought she like killed him. I was like,
which in all honesty, the scar across the face could have been a precursor to why he has a mask. She could have damaged his face, because he doesn't have the mask on in the final battle.
No. Yeah, he takes it off way
back. I was just waiting for his arm to get chopped off.
Oh, it'll come. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
An arm will come off. C-3PO's. He had the red arm on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See? Keeping the tradition.
And there was one when they found R2-D2. I'll go back a little bit. Said he was fucking powered down ever since Luke was gone. And then after that battle, they go back and he powers up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, is Luke here?
So I think Luke was keyed into that battle.
I think Luke...
And...
I did, yeah.
His force was reawakened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got out of it, is he was keyed into that battle, saw what Rey could do, and he's like, hey, R2, now's the time. Because R2 had the other half of the map.
Yep.
So I think that was Luke saying, bring them to me. Let them find their way to me. I want to train her. She can undo what I feel I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so she climbs a cliff... And there's Luke. Beautiful. Look at all fucking Obi-Wan. He's
Obi-Wan Kenobi'd.
Well, before this, though, we can talk about the Starkiller being destroyed, though. Starkiller gets destroyed, and then
he's destroying Force Unleashed, too, because that game sucked.
Starkiller gets destroyed, and there's the big happy, kind of happy ending.
Yeah.
You know, Leia and Rey embrace, because them being Force sensitive, they understand what happened. Rey was there when it happened, everything. Kylo Ren is left to basically die, but we know he's not.
Well, the big Supreme Lord says, bring him back here. I want to finish his training.
Yeah.
Which my question is, why the fuck did they not finish his training?
They're always getting ahead of themselves.
Well, my thinking is Luke is on the other side of the fucking universe. Mm-hmm. He's the only Jedi left. Kylo Ren has enough power right now to take over.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the rest.
They could have just been like, let's just get this shit.
Let's just get this ball rolling. Let's fucking take over. So he's going to finish his training. I'm excited for the next movie to see him come back as a force.
Yeah.
Awakened.
And so then, you know, we basically have Rey takes over the Millennium Falcon with Chewbacca,
which is cool. I like that.
Finn is left there. He seems in dire condition. So
the fact that they brought him back, he's going to live.
Yeah.
They wouldn't bring back a corpse.
So then we see Chewie and Rey. Then they travel to the planet that we'll do that.
Yeah, which is where the original Jedi Temple is.
Yes.
It's a great scene. I love it. Mark Hamill doesn't say a word. Luke doesn't say a word. He doesn't smile. He just fucking stares at her. She's handing his lightsaber back to him.
Like offering it up.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just staring at her and fucking roll credits. The only problem I have with this is not in the movie. It's that they let it slip and announced it before that Luke Mark Hamill was in this film.
Yes.
Because really, if I didn't know he was in this film, they really set it up to, we haven't found Luke Skywalker yet.
Yeah, that would.
They could have ended before, they could have said, we found him. Here's the map, we found him. Credits.
Yeah.
You need to wait 2 years to see Luke Skywalker. I wish they would have, if we knew he was in it. Mm-hmm. Mark Hamill said he's in the movie.
Yeah.
It would have been so much more impactful if, like, oh shit, it's still going. There's Mark Hamill. Sweet. Oh my God, it's easy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have to wait. I think it would have had a lot more impact on an audience.
True. True.
Whereas when the movie felt like it was ending, we knew it wasn't. We knew Mark Hamill's still in this movie. Mm-hmm. We see Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know that. I wish Mark Hamill would have kept his mouth shut.
Nah.
You know,
I agree. Because if I didn't know that Luke was in the movie, and then all of a sudden I saw him. Because
that would have been a great cliffhanger teaser, is we found Luke, and the movie ends.
No.
God damn you, movie. Like,
I still think it was a great ending, because it also...
It was a great ending. I just wish I wouldn't have known that we were going to see him.
Yeah.
It would have been a big fuck you if he said I'm in the movie and then he's like, ah, this is kidding, I'm not really in there.
I still think that the ending...
And he looks badass. He looked good. Mark Hamill looked good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was in full fucking Jedi Master robes. Mm-hmm. And oh, he looked so good in that.
I just want to know if Rey is immediately going to want to be a Padawan, or if...
The way the ending seems to me is she's not. She's going there and handing him his lightsaber, asking him to come back.
It's
come back and help us. I don't think she's going to want to train.
Yeah,
that's what I kind of got out of it. She's like, because a little thing when she was climbing the cliff, I noticed she wasn't wearing the lightsaber.
And
she had it in her backpack.
And Chewie and R2-D2 were still down at the Millennium Falcon. They hadn't left or anything.
No,
so it's not like she was going there to stay. I think it was
she was bringing him back.
Bring him back.
Yeah. So I like that she went back to the. I have my staff. Mm-hmm. I don't want the lightsaber. That stood out to me that she wasn't wearing it. She was wearing a blaster pistol.
Yeah, she just had the blaster that Han gave her.
So I don't think I almost wonder if she's afraid of going to the dark side.
I wouldn't go that far. I think that she's just...
Or she's just afraid of...
Of being a Jedi. Like, because think of all the mythos that would be with the Jedi in this time period.
Yeah, and to see what they've went through.
Yeah, I mean, the New Order was specifically hunting down Luke Skywalker because he was a Jedi.
Yeah, so you know, there's a lot of things you can read into it. I thought it was a really good ending. It really makes you want to see the next movie.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Luke is going to be the Obi-Wan and have a prominent role in the next movie.
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd see him much in this film.
No.
I'm surprised he didn't talk.
I was too. I thought there was going to be at least...
Like, I wonder if that means he got paid for this movie. Usually don't get paid unless you speak. Was Mark Hamill just an extra?
He got fucking paid.
Man, he could rock that beard, though.
Oh, so good.
Oh, man. He did. He looked really good. I was very happy because when I saw him doing the Hollywood shit, he looked like a fucking tub of crap.
He looks ragged. Yeah. Yeah, that was my only issue is I wish they would have kept that under wraps more. And they could have. They kept a lot of things under wraps with this film.
Yeah, I was not spoiled by anything. It was great.
I mean, we knew Han Solo was in it. We knew Leia was in it. I didn't think they would have as prominent roles as they did.
No. I knew Han would, but in the prediction with Leia, I think I said that she would probably...
Luke, I think I said he's going to just little snippet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wish we wouldn't have known. I think it would have been a lot cooler to realize, like, oh, we are going to see Luke in this movie.
One thing that I thought about...
A big fuck you would have been great. His back's to her, and he turns as he's taking off the robe, and you never see his face, and it goes to credits.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I originally thought that Luke wasn't going to be in the movie in terms of it, like, just being Luke. I thought it was maybe going to be, like, some kind of flashback or some kind of, like, vision or something. Yeah. I didn't think that he was actually going to show up.
So, I'm glad he did. I'm excited for it.
So now, like... You know, with the sequel, I guess really what it seems like is that, you know, Luke's going to come back. Hopefully, I'm guessing that Rey's going to be a Jedi.
And I'm still sticking to my prediction that now I'm just moving it to episode 8, mm-hmm. that he will go out like Obi-Wan did in the clumper robes.
Man.
I hope they don't because it's been done, which I didn't have a problem with that in this movie. I can see where some people might. There are a lot of callback scenes in this. A lot of things it's like, oh, I remember when they did that in the first movies.
Yeah.
But it worked to me. There's dialogue. I really expected Luke or Han and Leia to do that. I still love you. And she's like, I know. I really thought they would. There's the little thing where they just hint at Leia has some, she's
force sensitive.
Because Han dies and it cuts back to her and she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And she knows Han died.
Yeah, she totally feels it.
Yeah. So I like that little touch without saying like, yeah, my midichlorian level's at like 44%, so I can like totally feel that out and shit.
I actually thought about it because when I was originally griping about that, I did remember just now that in the trailers, because it does have Luke overdubbing, he says like my sister has it, so he is referring to Leia. So
yeah,
in the trailers it does let you know
that. Yeah, so I like that it's very subtle though. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about all the nods in this. They're very subtle. Yep. Like the 14 parsecs, that made us laugh. Yeah, we laughed pretty good at that because that was the running joke that, mm-hmm. No, it was 12, not 14. So I like that she did that.
Yeah, there was a lot of fan service with the movie. But
a lot of fan service.
It wasn't shoved down your throat.
And in all fairness, in a movie like Star Wars, where episode 6 was like 30 years ago, mm-hmm. You need fan service. You need to bring people back. Mm-hmm. Your fans didn't like the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't good. And my problem with the prequels, too, is you stretched out 3 movies of shit we already know happens. Mm-hmm. We know where it ends.
So that's what's so great about this. Is that
like, oh, look, he's a little kid. Yeah. We know he's fucking Darth Vader. We know how this shit ends. We know Obi-Wan's in danger. We know he doesn't fucking die. Mm-hmm. He's episode 4. Like, Qui-Gon? Never heard of him. That dude's fucking dead. like, you know, they have the big epic battle with Dooku and Yoda. You know Yoda's making it out of this alive. Yeah. It takes tension out. Whereas this movie,
we have no
fucking clue. I mean, I thought Finn was dead. Mm. I thought, for a second, I was like, are they going to kill off Kylo Ren? Are they going to Darth Maul him?
Yeah.
I was so worried about that.
I think with the sequels, having it with
he needs to be the new Vader.
The thing that's going to be great is that if they do have it to where in the movie you see him do his training, then you're gonna have the main character and the main villain both growing at the same time.
I hope they do a Rocky montage in episode 8. it's the Eye of the Jedi. And they're just like, and it ends with they both just take their lightsabers up and it fucking freeze frames.
Joe, why didn't you like Kylo Ren's lightsaber?
They had a homemade vibe. I didn't like the little.
It was too much. It looked like a traditional sword. How the fuck would Kylo Ren even know what a traditional sword looked like? That it would have the, what do you call that?
Crossguard.
The, like, hilt.
A hilt, yeah. And that he's like digging the hilt into Finn's shoulder and all of that. It was just too much, and it looked fucking dumb.
But see, my thing about that is, though, is he knows the legacy of Vader. Does he know what a lightsaber looked like? Had he ever seen a lightsaber?
Well, I would assume so, because the Snopes guy, who I originally thought was Darth Plagueis, by the way.
But the thing with the Snopes guy is, he has never finished the training.
Well, Kylo hasn't.
No, that's
what
I mean.
But I'm saying, like, Snopes probably has a lightsaber. He has to.
So maybe Kylo Ren hasn't been given a lightsaber yet, so he made one.
Mm.
That, it really had a homemade feel to me.
Yeah, I think, especially with how like chaotic the blade was.
Yeah, it just looked like flames, mm-hmm.
He kept losing his shit and getting pissed off and like thrashing. He thrashes his little office.
Yeah. Well, to me, that's where
he's
torn both ways. One thing is cheesy, but I will say this movie did great with the story and characters. It mirrored what the Force is. There's a lot of balance and symmetry in this movie. Between Rey and Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. They're very similar.
They're both noobs.
They're both noobs. They both undeveloped. Have gotten to where they are, like parents left them.
Yes.
Or some family dysfunction, a family issue has taken them where they are. They've just chosen opposite paths.
Mm. Yeah.
So, or maybe they haven't chosen the paths.
Yeah.
That's just the path that they are destined for or taken to, because she doesn't want to be a Jedi. Kylo Ren isn't really evil yet, mm-hmm. fully. I just really like the symmetry between our good and bad.
Yeah.
Our face and heel here are very to take it back to Mark Hamill, it's a lot like Batman and Joker.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same. They just chose different paths.
True.
But really their arc is the same.
Wonderful insights, yeah. Kyle.
Another wonderful insight is in the scene where they're looking at the map, we see cameos from Ken Long and Greg something or other. I don't remember. Both on Lost.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it was really cool because I was like, hey, I got from Lost. Holy shit, there's Miles. There was 2 Lost people there. That's cool. I like it. I like the show. I like when directors and creators like that remember their friends. Yeah. So I don't
know. If only J.J. Abrams could have found a real, you know, battleship to destroy at the beginning of the movie.
True.
Like Wasp.
That's true, yeah. Or they were just ended up on an island. There's a fucking smoke monster.
Everybody's space traveling, but you don't find that out until way down the line when you're emotionally invested. And then it
they're all named after philosophers.
What if the smoke monster is on the island that Luke was on?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It kind of did look like the Lost Island, actually.
It was very beautiful.
Not really. It kind of looked like the Scottish Highlands to me.
I have this personal theory.
And I thought he'd be on Dagobah.
I developed here at Cassette Land that they are going to end up on planet Earth. They're back on Earth.
I don't think they will.
Because
they're in a galaxy far, far away from
Luke.
Earth.
Luke was at the whole other side of the universe, though, dude.
Are you trying to say that Luke was on Earth?
That's my theory. That's my prediction as a complete idiot.
Did they say they didn't say the name of the planet?
They didn't say the name of the planet.
Okay. They did.
And I was like waiting for them to say, he's in the Dagobah system. Because I thought, where would Luke go?
Yeah.
He would go to the home of his master, which is also what Yoda did. He went to the outskirts. Because of what he allowed to happen by letting Obi-Wan mentor Anakin. It's another parallel between Yoda and
ding, ding,
Luke.
Ding.
There's a lot. And I really, I would almost say it's intentional that it mirrors the balance in the Force.
Yeah.
Didn't J.J. Abrams said this movie is about bringing balance to the Force? Yeah. I saw it a lot in this. And I thought it was very well done. Very well crafted.
Can we talk about the one thing that was not well done in this film?
There's no huts.
Yeah. There was a sign of the hut. Though.
There was this, a lot of flags there. There's
all the flags in front of the glasses character that I forget her name now.
Maz.
Yeah. They're like the big statue or whatever has all these flags on it. There's a hut flag. There's a flag for the 501st Legion, which is the real group of people that dress up like stormtroopers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Boba Fett's.
I guarantee there's a lot of little things in this that we just didn't catch.
Yeah, we just never got it.
I was referring to the Voldemort character. What the fuck was going on with all that? There's this, like, you don't find out that it's a hologram. You think at first it's just this giant motherfucker that looks exactly like Voldemort. Are we going to have, like, does Disney now own Harry Potter? Are in episode 9, are the worlds going to collide? Is Luke going to have a kid in his late age that ends up being Hagrid? I don't know. I don't know.
It does have a Voldemort vibe to it. I was with you at the beginning because I'm used to, in the older ones, when it's a hologram, they give it a flicker. They give it some transparency. This didn't. He just looked like a giant fucking dude in a chair.
I was like, whoa.
And I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, what's happening?
What are we doing? And then it just like phew, turns off. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a hologram.
Yeah. It is in the future. Their technology has advanced.
Yeah.
Showing the technology advancing.
Is it though? Because it used to be a long time ago, right? In a galaxy. Yeah, a long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Well, that was actually... That's something that the prequels, in my opinion, did really fucking badly, is that a lot of the technology in the prequels is better than
better.
Yeah,
they really... Lucas fucked it up.
Well,
Lucas came up with a great story, but as far as executing the story, it wasn't well.
Yeah,
didn't he have to crank him out, though, because he was going through a divorce, and he needed to make a lot of money after he got divorced?
No, I thought the divorce was after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the
prequels.
The prequels.
Oh, yeah.
More than and really, his wife at the time was the one that reeled him fucking in.
Yeah.
Watch some of the behind the scenes on Return of the Jedi Empire, New Hope. He wanted to do some batshit crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And she told him, no, you can't do that. Yeah. People, no. I don't know. I like where the direction this is going. It is a new story in the Star Wars universe. It feels that way. And it feels like the original movies.
I was going to say, the one thing that I was concerned about was that it wasn't going to feel like a Star Wars movie.
And it really felt like a direct sequel to the original trilogy that I love. And I can't praise it enough. Yeah. It was really good.
I enjoyed it.
Lincoln, you did not get all that nerdy with non-canon fucking extended universe shit.
I wanted to tone it down a little.
Now's your chance.
That's for a whole different
fucking
podcast.
Fucking nerd out really quick. Go ahead. Kylo Ren is in the extended universe, though, correct?
No.
No?
No. Okay. Han Solo's child is named Jason Solo.
It's not Ben Solo?
No, it's not Ben Solo. I think Luke's son is named Ben.
Okay.
Like, I don't
know. I thought we knew that from that Luke had a kid, right?
No.
Named Ben.
No, the Luke having a kid, that's strictly extended universe.
So. Which is not. It's non-canon. Yeah. They are pulling some in and making a canon in these films, but it's not canon. Because it just went off the fucking rails.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been spun off and it's so much shit and it's too hard to... No, it's too... Even for a hardcore fan, it's just too much.
There's a... Yeah, I mean, I've obviously not read everything because a lot of it... A lot of it, like Thomas over there is saying, is fucking bullshit. A lot of it is just really dumb.
Yeah.
Some of it's good, like the Thrawn trilogy is very good. That's what I always recommend. It's like what happens directly after Return of the Jedi.
So do you think when this trilogy is done, they will go back and fill in the fucking lost gap? I don't think they will, because I think the main reason Han Solo died is, for one, because he does die.
Yeah.
And two, maybe Harrison Ford said, I'll do one.
Yeah.
I'll give you one movie. Because really, unlike Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford doesn't need Star Wars.
No.
Her and Mark Hamill, they were probably like, God, for 30 years, they'd be like, come the fuck on. Come on, will you just do another movie?
So now the interesting thing with the new movies that are going to come out, there's a different Star Wars spinoff movies that are going to do.
Yeah, they're going to do a Boba Fett movie?
There's talks of a Boba Fett movie.
Which I don't think will be anytime soon, because... You would have thought they would have put him in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. That was a character that I thought was going to be the movie. Maybe he was, and we just didn't see him.
No.
What if he was like in like the end of the cantina?
They wouldn't have done that to him.
You don't think that they would do that?
No.
I kind of.
You're going to put Boba Fett and Han Solo in the same fucking room and act like it's not a big deal?
Yeah, I guess I get you there.
No.
But there's.
I thought Boba Fett got ate up.
Okay, so Boba Fett gets eaten by the Sarlacc. He's going
nerdy on here. Boba Fett did not die.
Boba Fett did not die because he went into the maw of the Sarlacc and was able to get himself out.
Because of his body armor, right?
Just smart and...
Because he was a really popular character for, honestly, no discernible reason why he's popular.
Fucking awesome looking.
That's but he didn't do anything.
I know, but he was just like the silent
He had badass. Like, what, two lines?
He was a mercenary with lines? A jetpack. I mean... That's pretty badass.
But for as big as... He became like one of the most popular Star Wars characters based on that little bit.
Yeah, he gets out of the Sarlacc pit, using his backpack and his flames and everything. And
I think most people like him because he gets to hang out with the Hutt.
True.
I think he's just because he looked badass. They want to know, like, what's this dude do?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. So, I guess they're going to do a Boba Fett movie.
And he fathered all the clones. Which is an important part of this whole entire story.
Jango fathered the clones. Jango fathered his dad fathered the clones. Jango Fett.
So his brother was the clone?
No,
he was the original. He was the one that he kept for himself.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah, the Boba Fett movie, apparently the guy that played Johnny Storm from Fantastic Four might be
Michael Jordan? Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, might be playing him, which I think is weird because I guess they're just not going to... They're going to keep the helmet on and change the... I don't know how they're going to do that. It's like...
Have we ever even heard?
Boba Fett has three lines.
Three lines, yeah. That's it.
So, I mean, as long as they just keep the voice, I don't think it's an issue. They're also doing a one that's called, like, Rogue Leader, which I really hope is Poe.
That would be cool.
That's what I'm hoping is that it's going to be.
I want to see more of Poe because... He's a great fucking actor.
Oh, yeah.
So these are going to be live-action films?
Yes.
Yeah, these are...
They're doing a cartoon, right?
I think they're redoing the... I don't know what it's going to be about, though.
I don't remember. I hope they do another Christmas special. I want a Star Wars holiday special.
Something to redo the holiday special with these.
Oh, God, that thing's fucking shit.
The one with the Ewoks?
No. That's the Ewok special. The holiday special is all about the Wookiees.
Oh.
And it has Harvey Korman and Bea Arthur in it.
Lincoln, do a Wookiee.
And it was right after Mark Hamill's accident. You could tell.
Oh, yeah.
He got in was it boating? Car wreck? Plane wreck?
I think it was a car wreck.
It was something. He got in a bad wreck and had to have a lot of...
Sure as shit wasn't an ice skating accident because he is stellar on the ice.
No. That was Dorothy Hamill. Dorothy Hamill.
He was an ice skater too. Look it up.
Was it? Yeah, I don't care that much.
Did you say do a Wookiee impression?
Do a Wookiee.
Do it. The fuck is that?
That's my Wookiee. That's all I got, man.
It's terrible.
You do a Wookiee impression,
no,
right?
No,
you do, no.
I can't do a Wookiee.
You can't fucking... You can't fucking...
I can judge your Wookiee without claiming to be able to do one.
Is that a good Wookiee?
That's like South Park. Were you Jimmy doing a Wookiee impression?
Kyle?
What? Do a Jawa.
Do a Jawa?
There's some Jawas in this. They make a cameo. Did you see them?
Oh, yeah. There are Jawas in it. And
Ray was dressed up like one
I
of
guess
those
I was confusing Scott Hamilton and Dorothy Hamill.
Okay.
I guess there's a lot of confusion. There's a thread. Was Star Wars Mark Hamill a figure skater before he turned into an actor? No.
No, he was not. Okay. It's like, I was pretty sure he wasn't.
The internet
kept saying
says.
I was very concerned on if
you thought. I thought you were making a Dorothy Hamill joke.
You may have confused him with Dorothy Hamill, who was a figure skater and gold medal winner at the 1976 Olympics in Austria. Or Scott Hamilton, who won the gold in Sarajevo in 1984. And then the last sentence on this says, on January 11th, 1977, Mark Hamill was in a bad car accident that disfigured his face.
It's true. He really was. Yeah.
I'm just saying it like tied it all up together.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Thank you, Internet.
Art,
I'm tweeting this. I'm going to tweet this. Art, I'm tweeting it.
Art, out of 10, what would you give this movie?
Oh, man. I would give it like a solid 8. Scows, they just scowl.
I'm really biased as a fan. So I'm going to give it a 9.7.
Oh, wow. Really?
Holy shit.
Now, man. I will say that, though. We just watched the movie.
Okay.
Give me a week and let it settle, mm-hmm. and that will probably go down.
Okay. I'm thinking an 8.8 or an 8.9.
I really just love the way they showed balance within the film and the story. Like, I'm such a fuck. I watched Star Wars, and I really love the symbolism in the film to its own universe.
Yeah, the only reasons why the...
There was a lot of care taken in the writing and making it. Like, these were people that love Star Wars. J.J. Abrams wasn't pulling a Lucas and just trying to make money.
Yeah.
He loves the universe and loves the fans. And
good job, J.J.
Those things really stood out to me and hit home. And that's why I'm giving it such a high score.
My only issue with the movie as a whole is that this kind of has the syndrome of... The movie, while it has a concise story, primarily it is a vessel to introduce these new characters.
Yeah, which I knew it would be. So I'm not going to fault it for that. I knew it would be. That's why I was saying if you were new to this for some reason, this movie doesn't work as a standalone film.
Yeah.
But going in, I knew it's coming off of an established story, and it's setting up episode 8.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Look at New Hope did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's set up another movie.
It's set up, but I think that...
Not as much.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
this
as much.
This fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You want to hear Luke talk? Come back in 2 years, bitches. That wasn't a shock to me. I knew going in, that is what I expected.
That, and then just kind of, you know, although I knew that they were going to stay pretty close to the original, I really don't want any more Death Stars.
No,
I'm
enough,
really over
enough
it.
Death Stars.
I was... Like,
I really wanted to see like Leia's new home get destroyed, and her just be like, "Oh, really?
God damn it!
God, I can't fucking live anywhere."
Yeah, because I guess like the only like minor spoiler maybe that I had that I knew about was that there was another Death Star, but they already, you know,
I knew it was a Death Star, but they didn't really call it a Death Star.
Yeah, and it's like kind of sucks because
I wish Vader would have left
what
a
was
fucking
it called again?
Star Killer, which really to me is a nod to the games, The Force Unleashed.
Well, that's originally what Luke Skywalker's name was going to be.
I know, but, you know, it's a lot of your audience is going to remember those games that weren't very good.
Yeah. But, yeah, the with it being another Death Star-centered thing, I thought that was annoying, but, you know.
Something I'm excited for, and I'm glad we didn't see this in, is the AT-AT, the AT-ST. Mm-hmm. They're not in this.
No.
What are they going to... There was no ground battles
Which
with
was interesting because I thought
equipment.
I thought that some of the new toys, they're like new like walker toys and stuff, but you never see any of these things in the movie. I'm wondering if maybe that there's like cut scenes of the different battles of them using different kinds
Or there
of
will be walkers.
Or there will be, yeah.
But then again, you're going to make toys off established things.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the game that came out. You know, like, that's Walker Assault. Yeah. Granted, you're not going to make it. I just said you're not going to make a game off a movie that just came out. They do that all the fucking time.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
They will make a shitty game of this. So I'm curious.
They already did.
Well, I mean, the characters are infinity. I think that's probably all they're going to do with it.
Yeah, they will. That license games aren't that big anymore.
No,
it's not Disney really. Though.
The last they did episode 3, which was on GameCube and original Xbox and PS2, and it was really.
Mm-hmm. I played that one. Yeah, it sucked.
So yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to see what they do going forward. New characters, new machinery. Because the ground battles here are just fucking blaster pistols and flamethrowers and that one shock trooper that
was that
just there to fight Finn.
Like he, well, it was weird. He like took his gun and like flipped it around and did.
It was like a big electro baton, which that was in one of my predictions about.
I almost wish they would have set that up like he knew who that was.
That was an interesting. I
traitor.
Traitor. I wish they would have.
Yeah, there would have been an actual kind of dialogue.
I really wish Finn would have fought. I keep wanting to call her Furiosa. What's her name? Silver. The Silver Destro. What's Destro's name?
Who?
The fucking Silver Stormtrooper lady.
Oh, Captain Phasma. Okay.
I wish Finn would have fought. Okay. Instead, Finn just put a gun to her head and said, do my bidding.
Here's the thing, though. What they could do,
she has more. She has more. I think she has more.
What if in the newer movies, like Captain Phasma is going to be a main big bag, and Finn is going to be the one that has to kind of get up and defeat her?
That would be good. I would like that. Because I guess my thing with Finn right now is, where do you go forward with him? Is he just going to fall into the new Han Solo sidekick with a gun roll?
Well,
Rey's already taken the smuggler.
Yeah.
The Millennium Falcon's her fucking ship.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited that Chewbacca seems to me like he's a mainstay now.
Mm-hmm.
He's sticking the fuck around. Part of my childhood died, by the way, when Chewbacca got shot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no.
Don't do it.
Not Chewie.
Chewie dies in the extended universe.
Yeah, I don't want him to fucking die. It's Chewie.
I didn't want him
to go out like a bitch.
All of his whole planet died, right?
Kashyyyk? No, I don't think so.
They got fucked up pretty hard, though.
Alderaan got fucked up. Alderaan.
Yeah.
Kashyyyk, I don't think did.
I don't remember it. No, I mean it got.
There was
got,
a battle of.
Kashyyyk. Yeah, there was a battle of Kashyyyk, but that's the only. Thing.
But as far as Wookiees, I don't know. I mean, they were not in the holiday special.
They were in the holiday special. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the holiday special?
Lumpy and itchy and
No.
You need to watch that shit sometime.
True. I thought you watched.
It's so bad. Even Lucas is like, this doesn't fucking exist.
I watched all the Star Wars, like the official 1-6.
You can't buy an actual copy of the holiday special. It's only bootleg.
I didn't buy any of the actual Star Wars movies.
True. I let you borrow. Yeah.
Lincoln slid them over onto my machine.
I did. He's like, here you go.
Now the holiday special's bad.
Oh, speaking of things to look forward to and
Zootopia,
illegal copies of stuff. Be sure to hit up your local bootmaster to get a copy of A Very Cassetteland Christmas, starring Gay Bay Lincoln Hall and Art DeFuente, mm-hmm. produced by Kyle Quartz Designs.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
We'll upload and link it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably upload it to the archive if you check us out on archive.
Yeah,
archive total.
And probably put it on the blog. Should we? You want to put that on iTunes?
Yes, put it on.
What's our next movie anyway?
I don't know.
I really don't know either.
I will put this out there. Lincoln and I did watch a movie.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And we did record an episode on it. It got fucked. We lost over half the episode.
What movie was it?
So, if there is a demand, we did love the movie. We would love to record it again. We can do that sometime soon, or we could wait till it comes out on DVD.
What movie was it?
It was Krampus.
Oh, that what?
Yeah, we did record an episode,
but the files got corrupted.
The files got fucked, and it was blank.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. All I did was like,
was it the intern's fault?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, we almost feel it's too late. But if people want to hear our thoughts on Krampus, we will absolutely do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some fan suggestions we need to do. We've been putting them off for a while. We still have Houses October built.
Mm-hmm.
We possibly will be doing it. We will soon be doing a double feature with another special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So that's coming up.
Yep.
Lincoln and I plan in January to do our best and worst of the year.
Yep.
I would like to go ahead and say, though, we're going to do best and worst of movies that we reviewed in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily movies that came out in the year.
Are you guys?
Because we didn't go for a full year. We have not watched 20 films in the theater.
Yeah.
To be able to do a top 10 list. So we'll be doing that.
I know, Kyle, that you're a big Jennifer Lawrence fan. Are you going to go see Joy?
We might go see Joy.
I heard that it sucks.
That has not stopped us before. I'm not sure what the next movie. We have some lined up in January.
Yeah,
with a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. She's gonna make us go, and she's
Hateful Eight will probably be the next one.
I think the only way that I would go see Hateful Eight in the theater is if I traveled and went and saw it in the 70s.
Yeah, I have a friend that's doing that on Christmas. He wanted me to go with him.
He's going to Chicago, Detroit?
He's going to Chicago.
I know there's one in Cleveland as well. You could look it up on the Hateful Eight website. There's actually a 70mm finder, which actually comes in handy because it has any theater that can actually handle 70mm, including some smaller theaters that just like show Lawrence of Arabia every once in a while or any other such classics. Ten Commandments is another one that's on there. Yeah. It's cool. I don't know. Have you ever seen one?
I have.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's like you can just walk into
that fucking film.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very trippy. And
it takes a bit into the movie to really get that uncanny valley feel out of it. Uncanny valley.
And it's just so crazy that used to be the standard, you know, but whatever. I don't know. I heard Tarantino showing in L.A., or no, it was Hollywood. It caught on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like a disaster.
Yeah.
And they had to finish it on digital. Yeah.
So yeah, we got that coming up. I know we promised to go see The Boy next month and another Tarzan.
Tarzan, yeah.
We have all the comic book movies.
Shout out.
In 2016. Fuck. I'm not looking forward to any of them. We saw a trailer for Civil War today, and I'm going to piss people off. It looks boring as fuck. I leaned over to Lincoln and said, I've never seen a trailer for a superhero movie that feels less like a superhero movie in my goddamn life.
Yeah, Marvel movies, they should just stop.
It feels like Saving Private Ryan with people wearing stupid fucking costumes. Yeah. It looks shit. But we'll watch it. We'll watch Deadpool. We'll watch Suicide Squad.
But Tarzan, though, I wanted to say that that's a Shelbyville shout-out because the original Tarzan...
is from our hometown. That is correct.
And he's buried in Forest Hill Cemetery.
Yeah, right. So that's pretty cool.
Boom.
So we have a lot coming up. We're going to continue wrestling. Mm-hmm. I know we bombarded with people with a bunch. We have a new segment that we'll be recording soon, as soon as Art gets us some music for it.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yep, so expect fanfic theater to be coming soon.
It's going to be great.
If you would, go ahead and send any fanfiction featuring myself, Lincoln, or Art DeFuente to wjwpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead. All right. No matter what you write, as long as it's not racist or homophobic.
Anything like that.
It can be homoerotic.
Homoerotic is fine, but
yes,
we are not going to insult people.
Yeah.
We are not going to be xenophobic. We won't read those things. We will throw those away. We will delete them. But other than that, I don't care how graphic you get. We will read them and record them for your pleasure.
Ooh.
The first one we have is pretty tame, but it's fucking funny. And
I can do characters. Like if there's...
we want you characters. To narrate it, actually. Art,
yeah.
If you're not in it.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not dickholes and don't try to make us sound like assholes.
Yeah.
Because we love everybody and we're not going to fucking do that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we won't edit it. Yours just will get deleted. Like, fuck off with that stuff.
You will get no recognition.
We don't care how good it is. We just won't do it.
Yeah, Tommy.
So start sending them. We'd love to fucking read them. It's going to be hilarious. I will say, don't expect them to be, like, professionally read. We're going to crack up and break up through them. But we're just going to keep going. So that's all we got. We pimped ourselves a shitload here. Yeah.
Pimp it out.
Star Wars.
Christmas.
Star Wars. So yeah, any suggestions? Send them our way. Bailey, offer still stands to have you as a guest on the podcast.
Yep.
I got your autograph today. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So rock the fuck out, bitches.
And any mixed media or cassettes, you can send them to artdefuente@gmail.com.
So yeah, there you go. We're always open to fan suggestions. Hit us up on Facebook, wherever. We're fucking everywhere. We love you. It's been a great year.
Stars.
We're glad that we've been able to do it. Stars.